This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. And I'm joined now by Paran MP Clem Newton-Brown. Now, before the last election, the Liberals promised to spend $4 million on tackling the appalling rates of poor mental health, self-harm and suicide among same-sex attracted youth. And we've been waiting to hear from them ever since. But now the wait is over, isn't it, Clem?
Sure is, Doug. And perhaps I could start by recognising your contribution to this policy. You have been very helpful from when we were in opposition in developing this policy and highlighting the position where we've got GLBT members, particularly young members of the community who have mental health issues, which are at a disproportionate rate to the rest of the community. And that was something which Minister Mary Wooldridge, as she is now, was very concerned about. And when she put together her policy, we specifically had an unprecedented amount of $4 million, which was targeted for the first time at GLBT mental health. So thank you for your assistance in the development of this policy, Doug.
It's more than assistance. You know it's a cause dear to my heart that we have to look after our youngsters, and they do have a very tough time of it, particularly at school. So I'm very pleased to see that among the organisations that's getting a nice big tranche of funding here is the Safe Schools Coalition. Now, you already organised for them to get some interim funding before, but now they're on a bit more of a solid footing.
Well, again, on that issue, Doug, it was you. I think you rang me up and said, hey, their funding's running out. What's going on? And it was due to your alerting me to that we're able to ensure that their existing funding, which is, I think we increased it to some extent, $100,000 was announced in the last month or two. Under this new lot of funding that Minister Wooldridge has announced, it's been increased over fourfold to $416,000.
Yeah, and I see that'll allow them to increase the number of schools in the program from 40 schools up to 200 schools, which is terrific.
It's great work though. I had the Minister of Education, Minister Dixon, in my office with Ros Ward and Terry Laidler and others in relation to the Safe Schools Coalition when we're trying to get that 100,000, and certainly the Minister was very impressed with the work that they did, and it was clear that there was benefit in expanding it. And so it's very exciting to go from 40 to 200 schools.
It is. And by the way, we ought to mention here also the contribution of Rob Mitchell, who has been very strong advocate also for everything that's happening here.
Absolutely. I speak to Rob regularly. No doubt he's listening. Hi, Rob. I hope that what's announced today will go some way to addressing the issues which you've been talking about for so long.
Yeah, I will hope so too. And now, the Way Out project, that's been a very successful project out in Kyneton for supporting Victorian youth and sexual diversity in the rural areas. It's run by Cobourg Community Health. They're getting a massive amount of funding. They're getting almost $1.5 million. What are they going to do with all that money?
Well, the Way Out is particularly important because, as you say, it does deal with the rural youth, and that's certainly an area where Rob's highlighted to me the particular problems that rural youth have with the isolation. The funding for it's hoped that Way Out will be able to partner with local organisations and provide support to local groups who are already working in this space. And significantly, we're looking at we will be supporting the establishment of two new Way Out project sites, one in Bendigo and one in Wodonga. So making it easier for those isolated rural youth to get to one of these centres and get some support.
Now, during the process of getting this together, there was some controversy over the amount of funding that would actually, you know, how much rubber would hit the road and how much would be swallowed up in administration and overhead and things. And there was a bit of controversy about Cobourg Community Health putting in a bid that seemed to be sucking up rather more on overhead than was justified. Have you managed to sort that one out?
Yeah, that's right, Doug. And again, that's an issue which Rob raised as a result of him raising it, no doubt some a fine tooth comb was put over the bid, and certainly I understand the administration cost has dropped from 30% to 20%. From what I understand, when agencies deliver these sort of programs, you have to allow something for administration,
sure.
And 20% is a reasonable amount.
Yeah,
I understand
20% is a lot more. I think they started out asking for 40 in the beginning, which obviously sent me fairly ballistic as well. But 20% is, I think, a realistic figure and fair enough. Now, let's look at some of the other things that have got some money, some of the smaller grants here. Minus 18 gets $146,000, so does the Zoe Bell Gender Centre.
With Minus 18, before we go on to the others, Doug, I'm particularly pleased about that. When I met with Marcus Scott and James Campbell in my office not long after being elected, and they were two young kids putting on events for other kids, and I was really impressed that what they were doing was the front end work, actually providing the events and the inclusion for kids before they actually have mental health issues.
Yeah, because this is the key thing, isn't it? Because we know from all the research that what causes mental health problems, it doesn't matter whether they're gay ones or whatever else, is isolation and separation,
yes.
And not being connected up to your local community, not being connected up to your fellow, in this case, GLBTI people. The more you can create connections, the more you can keep people from becoming isolated. It's the ounce of prevention that saves spending an even bigger fortune on trying to cure people.
Well, that's why I'm really wrapped about the Minus 18 funding. I mean, they were doing great work on no funding at all, and now they've got $146,000, so that they're really going to be able to do some fantastic work, I think.
Yeah, and another organisation I mentioned briefly just there that's been doing work on the smell of an oily rag has been the Zoe Bell Gender Centre, because we do very little. Both in the community and governmentally, really, for the transgender community. We're just at the beginning of things with the Zoe Bell Centre, aren't
we? Well, look, that's another one where I've met with Sally Goldner on a number of occasions. I think she came to a forum that we had in a pub last year with the now Health Minister, David Davis, and she highlighted the fact that there is this centre that she's trying to get together, but there's no funding, and as a result of that meeting with David and further discussions with Mary, it was decided that this space, it's a niche space, but it's a very important space where there's a need for some support.
And yes, and I think, you know, while we're acknowledging people who've put in a lot of work and a lot of personal passion into these things, I think we ought to recognise Sally, because she has been a passionate advocate.
Absolutely.
A passionate spokesperson for transgender people for a very long time, battling against very large odds. So congratulations, Sally, on getting this off the ground.
Absolutely.
Now, there's other things in here that are obviously a bit more kind of general than those. The Rainbow Network Victoria, that's workers who engage with GLBTI young people in community health or school settings. What sort of people would they be?
Look, this is a statewide network, I understand, and the funding is going to expand the existing services, so it'll be training, peer support, things like that, and building the capacity of the workforce to provide assistance to young people.
So this would be people in community health centres and places like, and in schools and places like that?
Yes.
And at the moment, perhaps not all of them have any particular skill or not enough skills in dealing with the GLBTI community, so this will upskill them?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Now I understand what that one's for. Working our way through the list here, the Innovation Fund. Now, that's an interesting one, an Innovation Fund. They're getting $761,000 to seed innovative local GLBTI community projects and strengthening existing youth programs. So this is like a grant to people who are going to be giving out more grants.
This is another exciting one, I think, in that there's obviously a lot of groups doing work under the radar across the state, and this is a fund where they can make application for smaller amounts. It's a sort of a reserve funding of the $4 million in essence that will
be distributed. So this is stuff that isn't covered by anything else in this $4 million. It's things that may not even exist yet or are still, as you say, under the radar and you don't know about them yet, but
that's right.
There's money there if they want to come along and ask
for it. That's right.
Now, clearly, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria and the Youth Affairs Council Victoria are both very well established bodies. This is continuing funding for both of them, but it allows them to expand a little.
Yes, it gives them the capacity to employ a new project manager, one at Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria and the other one at Youth Affairs Council. So that'll enable them to improve the services that they're already providing.
Yeah, and there's a little bit left over at the end, which is $220,000. That's for, quote, an independent and overarching evaluation to assess the impact and value of the GLBTI suicide prevention initiative. So this is to make sure that this money is doing its job.
Yeah, and I think Rob will be happy with this, even though we've got to spend money to make sure the money is being spent well. It is important. I mean, this $4 million has to be targeted in a way that's effective, and indeed, we have to in some way measure that. So this will help us measure that. So when we go into the next election, we'll be able to see what worked and perhaps be a bit more specific as to our commitments next time.
Yeah, I think that's very important. And again, it's something you and I have talked about in the past, that, you know, it's all very well handing out the money, but we have to see if it's working.
Absolutely.
We have to see if it does some good. So we have to have something like this in there. And I think it's also important that it is an independent evaluation and not something internal.
Yes.
So you're going to hire some consultants or a company or whatever.
Look, I imagine so, Doug. I don't know the details of that.
Well, that all sounds pretty good. What do you think? Do you think this is a good step forward? Do you think they've done the right thing? Do you think the spread of funds is okay? It sounds to me like they've covered all the important bases, but you might have a different idea.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.